finding love inside yourself. Some people become upset when a relationship ends, leaving them alone and lonely. However, what is more important than finding someone else to fill your loneliness is to develop a genuine, loving relationship with yourself. Truly, the ache of loneliness is deepest for those who are lonely for a relationship with themselves. Spiritual wisdom, wise words about solitude. Many great thinkers have found solitude to be the best company. Here are some of their well-expressed odes to the greatness of solitude. Aldous Huxley said, "The more powerful and original a mind, the more it will incline toward the religion of solitude." Thomas A. Kempis said, "The greatest saints avoided the company of men as much as possible and chose to live with God in secret." Voltaire said, "The happiest of all lives is a busy solitude." Meister Eckhart said, "Many teachers praise love as the highest of virtues. I, however, place solitude higher than love." Plato said, "The man who makes everything that leads to happiness depend upon himself and not upon other men has adopted the very best plan for living happily." Arthur Schopenhauer said, "A man can be himself only so long as he is alone, and if he does not love solitude, he will not love freedom. For it is only when he is alone that he is really free." Teresa of Avila said, "Settle yourself in solitude, and you will come upon God in yourself." Spending time alone gives you the space to peel back mental concepts and ideas that cover your spiritual essence. Therefore, whether you are in or out of a relationship, you may want to consider spending some time alone to get to know yourself. Find out what you like to do. Pay attention to your thoughts. Look through your old memories and contemplate where you've been and why you're here. Contemplating these questions is not like coming up with the right answers for a test, but more of a continual process of growing into greater self-knowledge. Look within and remember who you really are. Let go of misconceptions about yourself. Solitude gives you the precious space to sort through what you really feel and believe, and to slough off old, outdated, and unproductive ideas about yourself. When you're alone, see whether any critical thoughts about yourself come up. If they do, take some time to contemplate where those words may have come from and whether they can be addressed or released. Consider that anything but pure love and respect for yourself is a veil that has been placed over your pure soul sometime during your journey. Be your own best friend. Enjoy doing things with yourself. You can have an intriguing, creative, and powerful relationship with yourself. Hopefully without too much fighting, because this is one marriage you can't end by getting a divorce. Consider. The ultimate goal is to become so strong in your solitude that you're able to pierce through and find your communion with the divine in each moment, no matter where you are or whom you're with.